There will be hundreds of reporters covering the World Economic Forum at Davos this year, among them Rebecca McQuigg.
Hello, panel of distinguished judges. My name is Rebecca McQuigg, and I'm from Los Angeles, California. I believe I'm an ideal candidate for the special correspondent position because I believe in the power of journalism, and I also...
That's a video Rebecca posted on MySpace. It was part of a contest sponsored by the social networking site and the Wall Street Journal. Rebecca won. She joins us now on the phone. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
So how did you hear about this contest?
You know, I actually happened to be on my MySpace page that day, and immediately it caught my eye because I did go to school for journalism, and I am so interested in economic issues and the world at large that it was something that I couldn't pass up.
And when you're not dashing off to Davos, what do you do for a living?
I work at a company. I'm a trend analyst and research consultant. We specialize in pop culture and generational trends, primarily Generation X and Generation Y. And so I do spend a lot of time working with young people and then also working with corporations and helping them understand young people. So that kind of lent itself to my interest in the Davos convention.
And why you? Why are you the perfect special correspondent to go over there?
I think I understand the differences between older and younger generations a little more than your average person. My colleagues and I, again, specialize in talking with large corporations and helping them understand street trends and, you know, more kind of what's going on with regular people. And I think that that's one of the problems with economic and social issues in the world today is that all these big leaders are meeting at places like Davos, and they're coming up with these amazing plans of action and initiatives, but then it's hard to relay the message to a younger generation and speak to them in a language that they understand and that they can relate to. So I'm hoping that maybe I can translate that gap a little bit and help people understand what's really going on.
Rebecca, when you're there at Davos, who are you most looking forward to talking to, and what questions do you think you might ask?
I mean, there's so many people who are going to be there. Kofi Annan, I would love to talk to him and talk. And I just kind of want to find out what these people think about what's going on in the world and the solutions, but maybe more in layman's term, and have them explain, you know, what young people or what individuals can do to make a difference, what someone can do who's maybe not in a position to mingle and brainstorm with other distinguished people at a convention like Davos. I think that a lot of times, you know, young people, and not just young people, but individuals on the ground level, they might, you know, watch something like this or be observing something like this, and they're these big macro kind of solutions. But I think it's important to be able to present micro solutions to things like, you know, solving world hunger or the current economic crisis. You know, they're going to be talking about climate change and the environment as well.
And finally, Rebecca, should you have the opportunity to meet someone like Kofi Annan at Davos, will you ask him to be your MySpace friend?
If he has a MySpace page, yes, I will ask him.
Rebecca McQuigg will be reporting as a citizen journalist for MySpace at the World Economic Forum at Davos, Switzerland. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you.